USA Radio News.
Russia stated that it is barring 200 Americans from entering the country in retaliation for sanctions placed on Moscow by the Biden administration over the war in Ukraine. Politicians, government officials, and their family members, including Paul Pelosi and President Biden's sister and brother, were targeted by the sanctions, with Moscow saying that they had participated in the, quote, Russia-phobic campaign against Russian President Vladimir Putin's government. Russia said in a statement that the ban was on the basis of reciprocity and for their support of Ukraine in the war. President Joe Biden's student loan forgiveness program has been shut down.
President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan this past week dealt a blow when a federal judge in Texas struck it down. But some legal experts say that ruling is likely to be overturned by the Supreme Court. Abby Shafroth is the director of the Student Loan and Borrower Assistance Project at the National Consumer Law Center.
The president has ample authority under the settlement and compromise provisions of the Higher Education Act to administer the student loan program, to make loans, and also to cancel and forgive those loans when he so chooses.
From the Gulf Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Several Southern California hospitals have begun using overflow tents outside emergency rooms to cope with a rising number of patients with flu and other respiratory illnesses. Generally, the flu hits hardest from late December through February, but health experts are stating that flu cases can reach an earlier than usual peak. This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan, double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Several Southern California hospitals have begun using overflow tents outside emergency rooms to cope with a rising number of patients with flu and other respiratory illnesses. Generally, the flu hits hardest from late December through February, but health experts are stating that flu cases can reach an earlier than usual peak. Virginia Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears is stating that it is time to step off stage, talking to former President Donald Trump.
When we look at the mission, and as a Marine, we're looking at the mission, and, you know, the voters have spoken, and they have said that they want a different leader. A true leader understands that it's time to step off the stage, and the voters have given us that very clear message.
This echoes other conservatives' call that Trump delay his planned campaign announcement next week. The NFL Player Association wrote a letter calling for the immediate replacement and ban of slit firm turf fields throughout the league. The league uses three types of turf, including slit firm, which is the surface that has proven players to miss more time due to injuries, which happen at an increased rate on it as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, that's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.